You are a true construction expert. You had your own business. You've been a successful project manager. You run crews and all that. So I thought a good topic was how to hire a good foreman. Jeff, how's it going?
Good, Jerry. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. You're looking handsome as always.
Well, I appreciate it.
You must have had a good day today.
Just light must be good in here.
That's what it is. We got good light in here in the Prophet Dig office / studios. This is the Prophet Dig Construction Show, where all we do is just sit around and talk about construction.
Yep.
Drink a little beer, you know. Sometimes we'll tell a joke or two, you know, whatever. We just having fun. But number one, we're trying to educate the people out there in the internet world, in America and globally, about how to be successful in the construction industry. I myself do not work in construction. You know, I'm a marketing kind of a technical. I do a lot of media kind of stuff, you know.
Right.
But you are a true construction expert. You had your own business. You've been a successful project manager. You run crews and all that.
Right.
So I thought a good topic was how to hire a good foreman. At some point, if you start a construction business, at some point you're going to need a foreman.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's not an easy task.
Mm-hmm.
Especially nowadays, you know, like in our area when work is so plentiful, and it's hard to find workers. I mean, foremen, operators, laborers, pipe layers, you name it. I mean, it's tough to find them. But, you know, one thing I would do, you know, is always, unless you just absolutely know the guy, you know, you want to do an interview. You want to ask for references if you don't know him. And you want to, and when you get references, check those references. And I'm not saying that it can't work, but, you know, when you got a guy come in there, you know, at 23, 24 years old applying for a foreman job, well, you can do the math and figure he doesn't have a whole lot of field experience. You know, he may have sat on a machine a little while. He may have, you know, been a laborer, you know, on a few sites or something. But, you know, more than likely, he's probably not going to be your long-term fit.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm not saying that there's not exceptions out there, because there are. But more than likely, it's just not going to be a good fit. And yes, I mean, you definitely want to hire someone young enough that's going to stick with you for a while.
Okay.
But you don't have to get into a training situation unless you just have to. So usually, you know, early to mid 30s, you know, is a good place to start, you know, somewhere in that range. And if you got a guy, you know, even in his 50s, you know, he's still, you know, if he's a foreman, he's going to have another 10, 15 years of good service in him.
Okay.
And you're at that point, when it comes to a foreman, you are trying to hire knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to be running that crew. That crew is based off of good work and production. A lot of times you can get a lot of production out of someone, but they're not doing quality work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing we strive for, you know, and we get a lot of compliments on it, you know, is how well our crews work together and work with other surrounding crews on a job site, and just the knowledge of what they know in putting a project in. You know, the crews that we have, our crews, we've been blessed. Most of our crews have been together for many years. You know, we've got a few foremen that have worked for us for over 15 years. And
so those good foremen, I mean, that's the key to the whole thing, to you having such well-operating crews.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, a football coach. You know, you got a foreman, you got a coach. If your coaching staff does not believe in your program and what you want to do on the field, then you're not going to have a successful ball season.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got guys that work under you and they trust you, when you tell them, you know, a task you got to do and how you want to do it, you know, you want them to go out and perform. So if they're always second-guessing you or want to do something their way, then more than likely it's not going to be a successful job site. You're going to end up, you know, having mistakes. You know, may cost you money, may take longer to get put in. But, you know, experience is what you're after when you hire a good foreman or a superintendent. You want someone that's been there and done that.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. At some point, every foreman has to get his first foreman position. Right. If you're looking at a guy that's well, all right. Well, so what? Let's say you're looking at a guy who has not yet been a foreman.
Right.
How do you judge if he's ready to be your foreman or not?
Well, most of the time, generally, you will transform an operator into a foreman. You know, like operator's been out there. He's run most of the pieces of machinery on a job site. He's seen all of it go in, and he knows. So that's who we generally look at. And there's nothing wrong with training someone. You know, we talked about that a minute ago. If you've got time to train someone, then you're probably going to be money ahead in the long run because you're going to train them to continue on to do the quality work that you're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
And him being an operator working for you, then he has seen that work. He knows, you know, what you're going to expect and what you're going to want.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, then the best way to do this is to kind of grow this thing yourself organically. You first get started. You've got some guys operating for you. You want one of those guys to eventually become your foreman, right?
You do. But, you know, if we're talking to the smaller contractor out there, maybe you're an owner and you are owner and foreman. You know, you're coming home at night and you're bidding work, doing, you know, taking care of business stuff at night, early in the morning, then you're going out doing a job site during the day and run a project. Well, you need to relieve some stress off yourself and get to where you can focus on growing your business. At that point, you need to find a good seasoned foreman that knows what he's doing,
okay,
that either has a crew to come with him or can build a crew around him. Now, if you're a three, four, five crew operation, then yes, you know, I think it's a good idea to take someone that you think's going to work out and take the time to put in them to train them, because they're already accustomed to the kind of work you do, the quality work you do, and they're going to know what you expect up front.
All right. Well, it's all right. So you've got a guy sitting in front of you. What are you going to ask him? How are you going to fill him out to see if he's right for your business to be your firm?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is ask him about his current job. And then I'm going to ask him how long he's been there. If he says 6 months, I'm going to ask him about his previous job. Then I'm going to ask him how long he was there. And he says a year, I'm starting to get the feel like, you know, this is going to be a temporary deal. You know, he may even know his stuff, but, you know, the first, you know, $50 to $100 a week comes along, somebody offers him, he's going to go.
Right.
So, you know, those are the kind of thing I look at. You know, then ask for references. You know, phone numbers, names, people you can call. You know, call them up and ask them, you know, hey, what about this guy? You know, what kind of work did he do for you? You know, how was he, you know, was he a team player? Did he get along good with everyone? You know, you don't want to have to him come in. Say you got a crew and you put him in charge of that crew, and he may not like the guys he's working with, so he starts firing them. So now you're having to hire operators. You're having to hire, you know, laborers. You're having to hire pipe layers. And
whole new set of problems.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And so, you know, you got to have someone that's structured enough to know what it takes to be a team player and know what the end goal is. The end goal is to give the people you're working for the best quality job you can, and also the most important thing, the guy you're working for, is to make him the most money you can possibly make him.
Mm-hmm. Man, you sound like you know what you're talking about, Jeff.
Well, I've been in a long time, but
I see why you're so handsome.
Oh, shit.
All right, we'll wrap this one up. Y'all, if you enjoyed this, please like the video. And we would love to hear some comments. Let us know what you would like for us to talk about. This man right here talking about whatever you want to. If we don't know it, we'll make it up. We'll come up with something.
Yeah, we'll find something anyway.
All right, and check it out. It's at ProfitDig.com. We make the world's easiest to use construction, job bidding, and costing solution. If you know of something easier, I would love to see it. Please tell us about it. So, all right, Jeff.
Jerry, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right.
See you guys.